This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللهم الغني وأنتم الفقراء. والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء. والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء. تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. My poem that I have is a tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, okay? So you're going to recite one verse, and then I'm going to pull the microphone away from you, and then I'm going to explain Surah Al-Fatiha, and then you're going to recite the next verse. Okay? When should you stop? When I pull the microphone away from you. Cool? So you're going to start with أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Do you want to make it like really beautiful, or are you going to like, you're going to make it long or short? Do you need some like shy or anything? Like the other parties? Do you need like some ginger? Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Jesus and Mark said, this sign shall follow the believers. A sign that'll separate the true from the deceivers. They'll cast out devils in the Lord's name. So in reciting God's words, that's what we proclaim every single time that we seek refuge in Him from Satan, the cursed and outcast. And so we begin.
Bismillah.
Oh, with confidence, man.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allah pronounced A-double-L, exhale with love. Allah, the creator of the earth and the heavens, the one deserving of our love, obedience and reverence. Who's Ar-Rahman? He's the one who in His mercy is extreme, and so His mercy extends to all places, things and beings. Take the most wicked individual you can imagine in the land, and he's still drowning in the mercy of Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, is the one whose mercy goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Alhamdulillah,
Rabbil Alameen. Beautiful. Alhamd is beautiful praise, with all of its values and levels, all of its ways, not because of any favors bestowed or anything that's owed, but because He is who He is. And so He is the one deserving of that praise. Rabb means the master and sustainer, nourisher, creator, developer, maintainer. And Allah is as such for His divine construction. So praise is the most appropriate introduction to the conversation that will now take place between the master and his slave, face to face.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Now those two names were already explained, and that should suffice, but just take note that his attributes of mercy were already mentioned twice. How the people think the Lord we worship is oppressive, I don't know, when every day he bestows on us grace, and we don't deserve it though.
Malik Yawm al-Din.
The master of the day of judgment. And he's the master of the day of judgment in particular, because on that day, no challengers, no competitors, none shall speak, not even the whisper. The terrors of that day will be enough of an inhibitor. For that is the day where the kings fall silent, and the powerful are humbled, and every violent tyrant will be exposed to be but of flesh and bones, and along with all pretenders, be humbled to watch the throne. Guide us the straight path, meaning guide us to it, and guide us while we're on it, so we never lose it. The straight path is one, and crooked paths are many. Light is one, and darkness plenty. Righteousness is to recognize that this is your most oft-repeated request. For the scholar and his page, the ignorant and its fifth. For the scholar and his page, the ignorant and the sage, and everyone in between is constantly in need of guidance till their dying breath. They know the dangers of self-delusion, so they fear it so. Self-righteousness is to think yourself guided from years ago. The path of those you've blessed from before. the prophets and the truthful and more. The martyrs and those who bore witness, the righteous and those who bore witness to the truth by giving their lives in an instant. Not the path of those who earned your anger, or those who went astray. Earned your anger by knowing the truth and rejecting it, or going astray by never knowing the truth at all, never detecting it. What you've just heard recited are the most oft-repeated words in human history. No passage, no hymn, no prayer is spoken more frequently on more lips, nor memorized in more hearts than this. 17 times a day, every time that we pray, this is what we say. This is what we say. Al-Fatiha.
الأسير لوحدتي والضعف من